This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Jesus Christ.
At the beginning of the new liturgical year, which always comes with this first Sunday of Advent, the message is always one of watchfulness, of vigilance. Stay awake, the Lord exhorts us in the Gospel. Naturally, as with every passage of sacred scripture, the message strikes us differently every time we come to it because we are different each time we hear this invitation from the Lord. This year in particular, I think, the calling to stay awake might be a bit grating because in a way, we are already experiencing a kind of wakefulness in the sense of being hypervigilant. The last few years, I think, have made us extraordinarily observant of others, vigilant, because we, at times, acted as if we perceived nearly everyone, at least initially, as some sort of threat. At various times in the last few years, we've had to make so many snap judgments about a person when we see them. Is this or that person complying with COVID guidelines? Do they look like they're sick? Are they here to do me harm? Can I be honest about my faith, about myself and my beliefs in front of this person without being rejected? Some might say this is simply an unfortunate consequence of the times in which we live, but it is obvious that the constant threat assessment is exhausting. I think we are all, at least a little bit, exhausted. So when we hear Jesus say, "Stay awake," it can be tempting to roll our eyes a bit or cringe. "We're awake, Lord," we might want to cry. But this kind of watchfulness that he is encouraging isn't to look for things to be afraid of. The Lord is calling us to watch for him, to look for him, to point him out to others like we would show someone a bright star in the sky. St. Gregory the Great, commenting on this passage, says, "To watch is to keep the eyes open and looking out for the true light." The Advent candles that begin to burn this week remind us to watch for the light of Christ and to point him out to others, saying always by our words and by our actions, "Here he is. I have found the true light." And while we can encounter the light of Christ in a lot of ways, there's one way above all where we can be illuminated by that light. St. Ephrem the Syrian, a 4th century deacon and doctor of the church, called the light of Christ the life of the resurrection, and said that we experience that resurrection within us and the light of Christ, best of all, through the sacraments. It's no surprise that the sacraments help us to encounter the light of Christ. The most vivid encounters that we've had with God in those sacraments probably remain in our memories: our first communion, our first reconciliation, our confirmation, when we got married, when we felt almost physically the light of Christ in our hearts, warming us, giving us hope. Obviously, we don't always have a kind of mystical experience when we receive the sacraments, but the effect is the same, always. Giving us grace, the presence of God that we need to be witnesses of the light of Christ. So this Advent, my encouragement to you is to try to seek out the light of Christ in the sacraments in a renewed way. Specifically, receive the sacrament of reconciliation if you haven't been in a while. There's expanded opportunities to do that during this season, especially December 17th, the weekend before Christmas, when we'll have the opportunity to receive that sacrament all day long here at the church. If there's another sacrament that you know you're in need of, whether it's anointing of the sick or holy matrimony or confirmation, we can certainly sit down and talk about that. Please do. Try to come to Mass every Sunday of Advent. Stop by to visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, sometime on Thursday evenings, 5:30, to adore him here in the church. We'll have adoration every week. The light of Christ, given to us through the sacraments, is so essential to living with hope. This is because these mysteries, these sacraments, equip us to be witnesses to the light, and thus to spread the light by serving others to bring that light into the world. So when other people happen to notice us doing good works for the sake of the gospel, because of our love for God, they'll see that we carry within us the light of the life of the resurrection within us, given to us through the sacraments, and they'll want that for themselves. Bathed in the light of Christ is when people discover their true worth, the dignity that each of us has as a child of God, for whom the only begotten Son became a human being, laid down his life, and rose again to bring salvation to us all, that beautiful cycle of mysteries which we begin to celebrate once again today. Watching for the light of Christ doesn't have the same exhausting character of physical vigilance, because when we watch for Christ's light, we watch for the one who loves us, whose birth we'll celebrate in a few weeks, which brought hope into the world. It's the hope of the light of Christ that we need in the world more than anything. A sentiment, I think, evocatively captured by the author Oscar Wilde, who was received into the church shortly before his death, saying, "We're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars." In other words, even in the midst of darkness and gloom, watching for the light, staying awake, is the way that helps us to maintain our hope until the dawn of the new day. The morning star which never sets, as the Exaltet says, is Christ the Lord. Watch for him. Welcome his light, the life of the resurrection, into your life once again through the sacraments. They refresh us, make us true witnesses, and help us to watch for and share the light of Christ in a world so often cloaked in gloom and darkness.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.